you all today.
I have really enjoyed my times of being with you all. I see all of my young friends here. I have enjoyed being with them. When I haven't been speaking here and I've been here, we've been together in our own service.
我很享受跟大家在一起的时间，我看到这边很多年轻的朋友在做，我很高兴。
I appreciate the Spirit of God in the service this morning.
我很感谢神的灵今天早上这样来感动我们。
But I have something very, very special to share with you today.
今天我有一些特别的信息想要跟大家分享。
I want to tell you the most wonderful story that has ever been told.
我想要给大家讲一个这个世界上最精彩的一个故事。
This is the story of salvation.
这是救恩的故事。
Let's read three verses of Scripture.
我们打开圣经来读三个经节。
Come unto me, all ye that are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am humble and gentle, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I think I forgot to give the location.
马太福音十一章二十八节到三十节。 凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
As I said, this is the most wonderful story that has ever been told in the whole world.
这是这世界上被讲过的故事里面最精彩、最美的一个故事。
It's not a short story. It's a big story, and we have to say it twice, so listen very quickly.
这不是一个小故事，是很长的一个故事，而且今天我们要把这故事讲两遍，所以大家听的时候要注意听哦。The
Bible is God's word to man, and it opens with these words.
圣经是神所默示给人类的，它这个圣经是这样开始的。In
the beginning, God.
在最初的时候，神。
These are the first words of the book of Genesis. You can look at that if you like.
It
says, in the beginning, God. The thing that I'd like to point out is this. His existence is not defended, nor is it proclaimed. His existence is understood. For you see, God has made a beautiful, beautiful home. It's a place called heaven. Heaven is God's home, and He wants it to be our home as well. Heaven is a place that's full of happiness and joy. There's no crying, there's no sickness there. Heaven is beautiful, and people of every language and every nation will be there. Friends, heaven is made for every child of God. Are you His child?
你是神的孩子吗?
If you are, that's wonderful.
如果你是神的孩子，那太好了。If
you are not, then I have the most wonderful news for you that you have ever, ever heard.
如果你还不是神的儿女，那么我有一个很好很好的消息要告诉你。God
loves you and wants you to be His child.
神爱你，他希望你能成为他的孩子。I
want to try to give us just an overview of the whole picture, the whole story of salvation. We are in this world and we see that everything is not lovely. There is evil in this world. Where does it come from? Well, God is not alone in heaven. Long, long ago, God created angels to be with Him, to be His helpers.
很早很早以前, 神创造了天使来帮助他。
They worship him and they obey him.
天使崇拜神而且服从神。
One of these angels was named Lucifer.
在天使中有一个名字叫 Lucifer 的人。
The name Lucifer means the morning star, the one that brings light.
这个 Lucifer 的这个意思是就是晨星，就是天上早上最亮的那颗星。
Lucifer was a very, very beautiful angel, and he was head over many other angels.
Lucifer 他是天使中很美很美的一个，而且他是掌管天使的天使长。
But Lucifer became proud, and he thought he was very wise.
然后 Lucifer 就变得很骄傲，他觉得自己非常聪明，很有智慧。
He wanted to be like God and actually to fill God's place.
他想要取代神的位置，成为神。
A little bit by little bit, Lucifer began to talk to other angels, and eventually one third of all the angels in heaven rebelled against God.
然后 Lucifer 就跟天使们来讲，他来去用他的影响力去影响天使。渐渐的，大概有三分之一的天使已经就是反叛神，跟着 Lucifer 走了。
There was war in heaven.
然后天堂出现了一场战争。
Of course, Lucifer lost the battle, and he and all of those angels that were with him were thrown out of heaven.
当然 ，Lucifer 打败了，然后他和跟从他的那些天使们就被赶出了天堂。
God made a special place of punishment for them that is called hell.
神为他们预备了一个特别的受惩罚的地方，那就是地狱。
It's a very terrible, terrible place of punishment and never-ending death.
很可怕很可怕的一个地方，那边那个死亡是永远不会终结的，而且他们总是在受着审判。
At that time Lucifer's name was changed. Now he's called Satan or the devil.
那个时候 Lucifer 的名字就给改了，改成了撒旦，也就是我们所说的魔鬼。
And from that day until this day, Satan has been the enemy of God.
从那时候直到现在，撒旦都是神的敌人。
Well, God has no birthday.
神没有生日。
God has always existed.
因为神从古到今一直都是存在的。
In the beginning, there was no world at all. There was no light. There was nothing.
在起初的时候，这世界上根本就没有这样一个世界，没有光。
God spoke the word, and our world and all that's in it was created.
神只是说话，他说了他的话，然后这个世界就被创造出来。
Then God decided to make man.
然后神决定要造人。
And here you see there are many places where we could stop and spend lots of time that's very fascinating, but we don't have time. Let's keep moving.
我们这个世界上有很多就是很神妙的事情我们可以讲，但是今天我们时间不够，我们继续要朝前面进。
But God decided that man will be different from all of the animals that he created.
神决定说人要跟他所造的别的动物都不一样。
He said, I'm going to make man a little bit like myself.
他说我要把人造的跟我有一点像。
He will be able to love, he'll be able to think and speak.
人要能够爱，要能够说话，要能够听。
He'll be able to choose for himself, but he also will be responsible for the choices he makes.
他要能够为自己做决定，但同时他也要为自己的决定负责。
God said, I have a special purpose for man.
神说我对人有一个特别的目的。
I want him to love me and to talk to me and to be my child.
我想要让他们爱我，跟我说话，而且做我的儿女。
So God took some earth and he formed a man.
所以神拿了一些泥土，他造了一个人。
God, when he finished forming this man, he breathed into this man and gave him breath and gave him a soul.
当神把这个人的形象用泥土造好之后，他吹了一口气，他把这个灵。
The soul is part of us that never, never dies.
我们的灵在我们心里，它永远不会死。
God called this man Adam.
神把这个人取名叫做亚当。
Then God saw that it was not good for Adam to be alone.
然后神觉得亚当一个人挺孤单的，这不太好。
And God said that he would make somebody to help Adam.
然后他说我要造一个人来帮助亚当。
And so while Adam was sleeping, God took a bone from his side. He took a rib and made a beautiful woman from this.
然后当亚当在睡觉的时候，神从他的身体侧边取了一根肋骨，然后造了一个很美很美的女人。
And Adam called this woman Eve.
亚当给这个女人起名叫夏娃。
Well, God wanted Adam and Eve to have a beautiful place to live, so he planted a beautiful garden called Eden.
神想要亚当和夏娃在一个很美的地方生活, 所以他造了一个很美的花园叫做伊甸园。
It had many beautiful plants and flowers and trees. It was beautiful.
这花园里有很多很多奇花异草, 非常美的地方。
Adam and Eve were very, very happy in this special garden that God planted for them to live in. They had everything that they needed.
在这样一个美丽的花园里,亚当和夏娃很幸福地生活着,他们有他们所有想要的一切。
God made only one rule for them.
神给他们只有一个规定。
And Adam and Eve were to show their love for God by always obeying this rule.
亚当和夏娃怎么样去表现他们爱神呢? 就是永远遵从神的规定。
God looked at all that he had created and he said, this is good.
然后神看着他所造的一切, 他说, 这很好。
And friends, when God says something is good, it's good.
朋友们, 当神说这一切很好的时候, 那是真正的很好。
But something went wrong.
但是有一件事情变得不对了。
Again, we are in this world, we see that everything is not right.
我们在这个世界,
we talked about where evil came from with Satan.
我们刚刚讲过,就是丑恶和罪恶是从哪来的, 来自于撒旦。
But where does sin come from?
但是这个犯罪的罪是从哪来的呢?
Well, Adam and Eve enjoyed their beautiful garden home.
亚当和夏娃在他们这个美丽的花园里幸福地生活着。
There were birds and animals and flowers. It was beautiful.
这个花园里有花鸟,有鱼虫,很美的地方。
You remember God said it was good.
你记住神是说很好。
Adam and Eve didn't wear clothes because they were without shame.
亚当和夏娃没有穿衣服,因为他们还不知道羞耻是什么。
In the cool part of the day, the Bible tells us they walked and talked with God.
在就是傍晚起凉风的时候,这个圣经上说亚当和夏娃跟神讲话。
God had said there is only one thing that you must not do.
神告诉他们,这个花园里只有一件事你不可做。
You must not eat the fruit that grows on one tree.
你不能够吃一棵树上所结的果子。
It is the tree right in the center of the garden.
那棵树就栽在花园的正中间。
It is the tree that gives the power to know right and wrong.
这棵树是知善恶树。
If you eat of this fruit, everything will change and one day you will die.
如果你吃了这棵树上的果子, 一切都会变了, 而且有一天你会死。
He said, if you love me, you must choose to obey me.
神说, 如果你爱我, 你一定会遵从我的规定。
Well, God's enemy Satan wants to destroy everything that God loves.
然后撒旦想要毁掉神所爱的一切。
One day, Satan found Eve walking alone.
有一天,撒旦看见夏娃一个人在走。
And he asked Eve a question. He planted a question in her mind.
然后他就问了夏娃一个问题。
He said, did God really say you must not eat any of the fruit here?
他说,神真的是说,这边,你不能吃任何树上的果子吗?
Eve said, no, God didn't say that. He said, we can eat all of the fruit except from one tree.
夏娃说,不是啊,神说我们可以吃所有树上的果子,只有一棵树不能吃。
And if we eat that one, then one day we will die.
如果我们吃那棵树上的果子,有一天我们会死。
Satan made himself very beautiful somehow. He said, oh, that's not true.
然后撒旦呢,他使他自己显得很美,很漂亮。他说,那不对,不是这样的。
You'll not die, but you'll become like God.
他说,你不会死的,你会变得像神一样。
See, the fruit's very good. Take a bite.
他说,你看这个果子多漂亮,这味道很好,咬一口吧。
And then Eve ate the fruit and ran to give some to Adam.
然后夏娃就吃了这个果子,然后他就跑去找亚当,想要跟他一起吃。
He also disobeyed.
然后亚当也违背了神。
And my friends, what a terrible, terrible choice they made.
朋友们,他们做了多么多么错误的一个选择。
Immediately they knew that they had sinned, and they were ashamed that they were naked.
他们立刻发现自己犯了罪,而且他们意识到自己没有穿衣服。
They were afraid to talk to God.
他们害怕跟神讲话。
Disobeying brought many bad things into the world.
不服从使我把很多坏的事情带到这个世界。
It brought pain and sickness and hatred and all kinds of hurt.
然后他带来了这种痛苦，还有这个违背这种各种种让你带来困难的这些事情。
And for all time, every child that's born into the world would be born with a desire to sin.
你们知道吗，就是每一个孩子生在这世上的每一个孩子，他生下来的时候，他心里就有一个渴望，想要不服从。
God's heart was broken. He loved Adam and Eve, but he knew that they must be punished.
神的心碎了，他爱亚当夏娃，但是知道他们必须要受惩罚。
He killed some animals and with their skins made clothes for Adam and Eve.
然后神杀了一些动物，他把他们的皮取下来，给亚当和夏娃做了衣服。
There's something special here.
这里有一些事情很特殊。
Because the clothes that were made when these animals gave their life and their blood was spilled are a picture of what Jesus, God's Son, would do many years later.
我们看到神要杀掉这些动物，拿他们的皮来做衣服，所以这些动物要献上自己的生命，而且他们的血要溅出来。
Because Jesus gave his life and his blood to make a covering for our sins.
因为耶稣基督他也献上了他的生命，他流了他的宝血来遮盖我们的罪。
We must believe that Jesus did this for us.
我们一定要相信耶稣基督为我们做了这一切。
We must repent and turn from our sins.
而且要从我们的罪中回转过来。
If we do that, we can have life that lasts forever in heaven. But Adam and Eve had sinned. They had to leave their beautiful garden home, and they were not allowed to go back. You see, Satan had destroyed God's first plan. So God began a new plan to find people who would love and obey Him. Friends, this is good news because you are a part of this plan.
朋友们，这是个好消息，因为你是这个计划中的一部分。
Did you know that God has a purpose for your life?
你知道吗？神为你的生命，他有一个目的。
Well, many years went by while God was preparing this new plan and many wonderful things happened.
很多年以后，神一直在准备这个计划，然后很多奇妙的事情发生。
As we go on through the Old Testament, God called Abraham to be the father of a nation of people.
我们在看旧约的时候，神呼召亚伯拉罕作为一个国度的一个首领。
God explained his plan to Abraham.
神把自己的计划解释给亚伯拉罕来听。
God said, I'll teach the people of this nation to love and to serve me.
神说,我要教这个国度的子民来爱我,来服侍我。
And he said, one day my son Jesus will be born into this nation.
他说,有一天我的儿子耶稣基督要诞生在这个国度里。
And Jesus will make a way for everyone to have eternal life.
而且他要为每一个想得到永恒的生命的人开路。
For everyone has sinned, and the punishment for sin is death. And without the giving of blood, sin cannot be forgiven. And the blood of animals is not good enough. Every sinner should be punished for his own sins. But Jesus will take the place of all of the sinners and will die in their place. If any sinner is sorry for his sins and trusts that Jesus died in his place, he'll be saved from that never-ending death, and he'll have life that lasts forever.
然后他可以通过他的宝血洗刷来得到永恒的生命，那么他就得救了。As
we follow the story on many years after this, Jesus said, or God said, that the time is right.
我们在很多年后再看这个故事，神说这个时间是对的。The
time has come, and my son who has always been with me will begin his life on earth.
神说这个时间到了，我的儿子一直都跟我在一起，但是现在他要降世到人间去。
And this is the part of the story that we usually think of as the Christmas story. It's fascinating.
这就是我们所理解，我们所知道的圣诞的故事。 很美的故事。
God sent an angel to a young woman by the name of Mary.
神派了一个天使去找一个年轻女人，名字叫Mary的女人。
The angel said, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You are highly honored."
这个天使说，玛丽不要害怕，你是在神眼里看为宝贵的。
God has chosen you to become the mother of His Son.
神已经拣选了你，要成为他儿子的母亲。
You are to call His name Jesus.
你要给他起名字叫耶稣。
But Mary said, "How can these things happen? I've never had a man."
玛丽说，这怎么可能啊？我还没有跟一个男人在一起过。
The angel said, "The power of God will come over you, and God will make the baby grow inside you."
神说，这个天使说，神要给你力量，然后这个婴儿要在你体内形成。
This holy child is going to be God's son. He's the one that God promised to Adam and Eve and to the prophets after them.
这个孩子，这个神圣的婴儿，就是神所给人类的一个救主。他已经给亚当和夏娃许过，许诺过，也跟这个以前的许多许多先知来启示过这个人的诞生。
Jesus will be the sacrifice for every person's sin.
耶稣基督要成为人类所有犯罪的人的一个祭品。
Mary told the angel, "I'm willing. Let it happen to me as you've said."
玛丽说，我愿意让这些一切发生在我身上吧。
But Mary had promised to be the wife of a good man named Joseph, so Mary told him what happened.
但是玛丽跟约瑟夫已经有了婚约，他就告诉约瑟夫在他身上发生的一切。
And of course, Joseph was troubled, but God came to Joseph in a dream and said, "Don't be alarmed."
当然了，这个约瑟夫就觉得有点不太理解，心里很难过。然后有一天夜里，神就给他了一个梦，说不要觉得惊吓。
It's just as Mary told you, do not be afraid to marry her.
就像玛丽告诉你的，不要害怕。
And you see, friends, this was wonderful because God Himself was the father of Mary's baby.
朋友们，这是多么奇妙的事情，因为神是这个孩子的父亲。
And so Joseph married Mary and took very good, gentle care of her.
然后约瑟夫就跟玛丽结了婚，然后他很小心地照顾她。
But about that time, the king in the land said that everyone had to go to their home place to be counted.
但是在那个时候，这个王啊，犹太人的王说，你们每一个人都必须要回到自己的出生地去注册，登记注册，来进行人口普查。
So that meant Joseph had to go back to Bethlehem, and of course he took Mary with him.
约瑟夫必须要回到他的家乡伯利恒去，当然他把玛丽和孩子都带着，跟他一起去。
But the baby was to be born soon, and it was a long trip.
但是孩子马上就要生下来了，这路途又很遥远。
When they got to Bethlehem, they found it was a very, very busy place because many people were coming to be counted. They couldn't find a place to sleep. There was no motel, no inn.
到了伯利恒之后，他们发现这个城里到处都是人，因为很多人都回到家乡来进行要人口点数，所以他们找不到一个酒店可以去住的。
The only place they could find was a stable where cows and sheep and such animals were kept.
他们最后只好就找到唯一的一个地方，是一个马厩，里边有羊、有牛、有马。
But friends, it was that very night that Jesus was born.
耶稣基督诞生了。
He was born and Mary laid him in the box that the cows had their feed in.
他生下来以后，玛丽把他包起来，放在马槽里，就是马吃草料的那个槽子。
And you know that's a wonderful thing for you and I.
你知道吗？对你我来说，这是一个很美的事情。
A few people in this world are rich.
这个世界上有那么几个人很富有。
But most of us are just normal people.
但是大部分的人都跟我们一样，是很普通的人。
Do you know God did not send His Son to a castle, you know, a palace where a king lives?
你知道神没有把他的孩子派他的孩子降生在一个宫殿一个城堡里面。
He sent him to a low place so that we can understand.
他把这个孩子降生在一个马槽里，所以我们都可以理解他。
As we hurry on, there were shepherds watching their sheep in the fields not far away.
然后在不远的地方有一些牧羊人在看护羊群。
A bright light, an angel appeared to them and said, "Oh, it's wonderful news I have. A Savior is born."
然后一个天使突然就在一道大光亮里面出现在他们面前，对他们说：“我有很好的、很好的消息要告诉你们。”They
went very quickly to see Jesus.
他们很快地跑去看这个新生的婴儿耶稣基督。And
they knew he was the one that had been promised.
他们知道这个孩子就是神所应许给他们的这个人。
And far away there was a special star in the sky that appeared.
在天上很远很远的地方有一颗明亮的星。
And there were three wise men when they saw this star, they studied the stars, they knew what it meant.
这东方有三个智慧的人看到了这颗星，他们知道这有一个救主诞生。
They traveled a long time and they brought rich gifts and presented them to Jesus.
他们走了很远很远的路，他们带了礼物，想要献给这个新生的婴儿。
Friends, you see, God had kept His promise and His plan started just in perfect time.
朋友们，神遵守了他的诺言，而且他的计划就是按照他所既定的时间开始起作用。
But there are many stories about the life of Jesus that could be told, but let me tell you one special one about when Nicodemus came to talk to Him.
在耶稣基督的一生中有很多神迹奇事，有很多故事可以来讲述，但是我在这特别想要讲的是尼哥底母来看耶稣的那个故事。
Nicodemus was a leader of the Jews.
尼哥底母是犹太人的一个领袖。
He came to Jesus late one night and asked Jesus how to get to heaven.
有一天夜里他来看耶稣，他问他我怎样才能去天堂。
Jesus said you must be born again.
耶稣说你必须要重生。
Nicodemus asked the normal question that you might ask. How is it possible that a man can get into inside his mother's body again and be born?
然后尼哥底母就问了一个我们都会问的一个问题，他说怎么一个成长已经一个成人了，怎么样再回到妈妈的肚子里再重新给生出来一次呢？
Jesus explained that when a person is born, he has a body just like his parents.
耶稣跟他解释，他说当一个人生下来的时候，他的身体跟他的父母是一样的。
But God is a spirit and doesn't have a body.
但是神是一个灵，他没有身体。
So it's in a person's heart, not in their body, that they are born again.
所以是人要重生得救是在他的心里啊，不是在身体上。
Well, you know, the common people loved Jesus and they followed him.
你知道当时很多的普通的老百姓都爱耶稣基督，他们跟着他。
This made the rulers angry and made them jealous.
所以犹太人的领袖们就很嫉妒，很不高兴。
They hated Jesus and they wanted to kill him because of this.
因为就是因为这样，他们想要杀掉耶稣。
Sometime later, if you would like to study the trial of Jesus, it's a very fascinating thing.
如果你看到耶稣基督受审判的情形，你会看到这个故事。
Because he was brought to trial and false charges were brought against him.
他被审判，然后这些人给了他一些罪名，他根本没有做过的这些事情。
But as his trial is studied, it's very plain to see that Jesus was crucified for who he was, not what he did.
但是当这个审判在进行的时候，我们就很清楚地看到，耶稣基督被杀是因为他是耶稣，而不是因为他做的些什么事情。
Well, Pilate was presiding in the court. He examined Jesus and said, I find no fault in him.
比拉多检查了耶稣基督所做的事情，他说我在这个人身上找不到任何的错。
But the Jewish leaders had stirred up the people and they shouted, crucify him, crucify him, nail him to the cross.
但是那些犹太人，犹太领袖在这个人群中喧嚷叫闹的，说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
And Pilate felt the pressure of all the people and he gave in.
比拉多就感到这个来自犹太人的压力，他不得不放弃了。
Think of this, they beat Jesus, they made fun of him, they spit in his face.
他们打耶稣，然后就用鞭子抽他，然后取笑他。
They put a crown of thorns on his head and made him carry his own cross.
他们让他背着自己的十字架，给他戴上一个荆棘的冠冕。
Well, they nailed Jesus to a cross.
他们把,
and the entire message could be preached about that.
他把耶稣钉在十字架上，一个很完整的讲道可以就围绕着这个钉在十字架的故事上展开。
But they nailed Jesus to a cross and lifted him up to die.
他们把耶稣基督挂在十字架上，然后把他举起来，让他死。
From the cross, Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
在十字架上，耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
And then Jesus said, I finished the work that I came to do, and he died.
然后耶稣说，我已经做了我要来这个世上该做的，然后他死了。
Friends, he died the most horrible, painful death that has ever been experienced.
朋友们，他的耶稣基督的死就是这个世上最残酷的一种死法。And
he died.
他死了。He
was dead.
他已经死了。There
is no question.
这没有任何问题。He
died for you and for me.
他是为你，为我而死的。
But you know, I'm so glad to tell you this morning that that is not the end of the story.
但是我今天很高兴地告诉大家，这不是故事的终结。
Because the third day after that, when he was laid in the tomb and the stone was rolled in front, the third day something happened.
因为这第三天，就是当他被放进坟墓，门口有大石头把那个门封住之后的第三天。
This is a fascinating thing to study in detail, but the stone rolled away and Jesus came back to life.
这第三天一件奇妙的事情发生了，门口那个大石头滚开了，然后耶稣基督复活了。
He did this for us. For you and me.
他是为你和为我而复活的。
Let's stop for just a moment. This is the reason that Jesus had to die.
为什么他要死呢？我们来找一找原因。
God is holy and he hates sin.
神是神圣的，他恨恶罪。
You remember where sin came from.
你知道，你还记得这个罪恶是从哪里来的吗？
From Satan.
是从魔鬼撒旦那里来的。
Sin always hurts and destroys the people that God created.
他这个罪总是在破坏神所造的人。
When Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they sinned.
当亚当和夏娃违背神的时候，他们犯了罪。
But friends, God loves the sinner and he wants to save them from sin and from death, from their punishment.
但是神爱罪人，他想要把这些罪人从罪中拯救出来。
Before Jesus came, God told the people that they could bring certain kinds of animals to the temple to be sacrificed for the forgiveness of their sins.
在耶稣基督降生之前，神允许人来献上动物来献祭，就是去祭坛上烧这些动物，然后来遮掩他们的罪。
In this way, the animal would die, but not the person. But it had to be done over and over and over again.
这样的话，这些动物就代替这些人去死了，去献祭。但是这个事情，他们这样的献祭每年每年都要进行。
But Jesus came to die for us, to die in our place.
但是耶稣基督降生，他为我们而死。
God did away with the old way, and he made a new way.
然后神就不再用这个旧的这个计划，他开始用他的新计划。
And Jesus gave his blood once for all people of all time.
然后耶稣基督把他的宝血就这样一次洗净了我们所有的罪。
Jesus Christ took the punishment that should have gone to each sinner.
耶稣基督他把本来应该是我们承受的惩罚承担在他一个人身上。
Friends, when you believe this and you put yourself in God's care, in the care of Jesus, you become God's child.
朋友们，当你相信这个故事，而且你愿意去接受神的爱，愿意去爱神，那么你就是神的儿女。
And you are given eternal life.
你会有一个永恒的生命。
But you see, I'm finished now, but there's a choice to be made.
朋友们，我讲完了，但是现在你要做一个选择。
God planned for you to be His child.
神制定了一个计划，他希望你能成为他的孩子。
He made heaven just for you and I.
他为你为我造了天堂。
But you can't just say, "Here I am, let me in."
但是你不能说我在这儿，让我进去。
There are a few little things that you must do.
这儿有一些事情你必须要做。
First of all, you must believe that God exists.
首先你必须相信神是存在的。
And you know, many numbers of you can testify here this morning that somehow or another, God helps you to believe.
你们中间的很多人都可以做见证，证明神，不管怎么样，神是存在的。
Okay, you must believe that God exists.
你必须相信神存在。
Second, you must have faith in God.
第二，你必须对神要有信心。
This means believing what God says is true.
这就是说，你要相信神所说的都是真的。
And here again, in ourselves, we cannot believe this, but God helps us.
但是你知道，我们作为我们自己，我们无法相信这一点，但是神会帮助我们。
And then the next thing is that we must be sorry for our sins and be willing to turn our back on them.
第三，我们必须要承认自己是有罪的，而且我们要从我们的罪中要转过身来。
And the last thing is we must trust Jesus Christ.
最后一件，我们必须要相信，要信任耶稣基督。
You know, friends, we have a choice, as I said.
朋友们，我们有一个选择。
You must either accept or reject this gift that God has made available for us.
神所预备的这个礼物，你或者接受，或者拒绝。
Oh, my friends, I'm telling you this morning that if you do accept this gift, you will be so happy.
朋友们，今天早上如果你接受这个礼物，你会多么开心啊！我告诉你。
You will be so glad that you did.
你会为自己这个选择而极为高兴。
You will belong to the family of God, and when you die, you will go to heaven.
你现在是神家里的一员，当你死的时候，你会去天堂。
Do you know, I'd like to go back to the scripture that we read to begin with, the 11th chapter of Matthew, verses 28, 29, and 30.
我请大家再打开我们刚才念过的经节，马太福音第十一章二十八到三十节。
Because do you know, I was at a store yesterday, and I noticed something, it stood out to me.
因为昨天我在读这段的时候，有些什么事情向我启示了。
I was walking around, my wife was shopping, and I was just...using the time.
昨天我跟太太去一块去买东西，然后在店里，我太太在周围走，我在思想。
I was thinking about this service today too.
我在想今天我们的崇拜。
And I saw the people walking by, and I noticed I couldn't help but notice the empty, blank expression on their face.
我在这个商店里面，我看着周围的人从我旁边经过，我无法不注意到他们脸上的这种空虚。
Not happy expressions.
这不是很开心的表情。
But sad and strained.
我看到他们脸上的这些体现的这些压力，这种悲伤的这种感觉。
And I can understand because I was one time that way. I had nothing to live for.
我很理解，因为我也曾经是那样。我觉得这生活没有什么意义。
Life is hard.
生活多么艰苦啊！
You go to work, you do the things that are necessary, and you always plan for some fun in the future.
然后你去工作，每天很辛苦的工作，总是在计划着将来我要怎么样去享受生活。
Something that you enjoy, you plan for that in the future.
你总是在打算是将来，你不会想到现在，你应该去享受，总是想到将来一些很好的事情会发生。
But when it comes, it's never as fun as the plans are.
但是当事情真正发生的时候，你会发现你所想象的完全不一样，是现实总是没有那么美好。
And friends, let me ask you, have you come here this morning kind of that way?
朋友们，你们今天早上来的时候，你们心里是不是也有这样的负担？
Does life seem to drag behind you?
这生活好像多么沉重啊。
Is life hard?
生活很艰难吗？
Well, the scripture gives us a message.
这一段经文给我们了一个信息。
In verse 28 it says, Come to me, all ye that are weary and carry heavy burdens, I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
And verse 29 says, Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am humble and I am gentle, and you will find rest for your souls.
第二十九节，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Verse 30 says, My yoke is easy and my burden is light.
第三十节，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Let me ask you again, are you his child?
我再问你一遍，你是神的儿女吗？
Do you belong to him?
你属于神吗？
Is God your father?
神是你的天父吗？
You know, as we stay for just a moment longer, I'd like for us to bow our heads and close our eyes.
我希望大家低头来闭上眼睛。
With everyone's eyes closed, nobody looking around.
每个人都闭上眼睛，这样谁都不会周围去看。
Consider this question.
想一想这个问题。
Are you God's child?
你是神的儿女吗？
Do you know that He is your father?
你知道神是你的天父吗？
Oh, my friends, if not, He wants to be your father and your friend.
我的朋友，如果你还不是的话，神希望做你的天父，做你的朋友。
And if you feel God speaking to your heart this morning, there is good news for you.
如果你感到神在跟你讲话，我这里有很好的消息。
And let me invite you just to stand up from your seat just now, right where you're at. Just stand and come to the altar here in the front and pray, and you can find that peace and rest for your heart.
朋友们，假如你相信，你愿意，那么请你从座位上站起来，到前面来，到讲台上来做一个祷告。
Yes, now is the time. Just stand right from where you're sitting and just come forward to pray.
这就是这个做决定的时间。假如你心里有感动，请你站起来，然后到讲台来。
Let me ask you this question.
我问你这个问题。
Has God been speaking to your heart?
神对你的心讲话了吗？
while everyone's eyes are closed, if you would like to lift your hand and say, yes, God is speaking to my heart and I would really like to pray.
每个人的眼睛都闭着, 大家看不到你, 所以你如果听到神在对你讲话, 举起手来, 我会为你祷告。
You can just lift your hand, raise it, and then put it back down.
你只需要举一下手, 举一下手,
我看见就好了。 Yes. Yes, we see those hands.
你看, 我看到这些举起的手。
Yes, God sees your hands, my friends.
朋友, 神也看到了你举起的手。
And He knows you.
他认识你。
He loves you and He cares for you.
他爱你。
If you would like to come to the altar, it's open. You're welcome. You're welcome to come.
如果你愿意走到台前, 那么你, 我们欢迎你过来, 走到台前。
From your place in the seat, if you feel that God is speaking to your heart, let's pray.
在你的座位上, 如果你感到神在对你讲话, 那么我们一起来祷告。
You can pray along with me if you like.
如果你愿意, 你可以和我一起祷告。
Our Father, I call to you today because I hear this word and I feel your Spirit speak to my heart.
我们的天父, 我向你呼求, 我感到你今天跟我在一起。
And God, I believe that you exist.
神,
and Lord, as I think of you, your Spirit moves on my heart, and I do believe that your word is true.
神, 当我想到你的时候, 你的话, 你的圣灵在我心里做工, 我知道你的话是真的。
And God, I'm sorry that I've followed Satan and done bad things.
神, 我感到很难过, 因为我跟随撒旦做了一些很坏的事情。
I've sinned against you and your law.
我向你和你的律法犯罪。
God, please forgive me.
神，请原谅我。
With your help, I will turn away from my sins.
有你的帮助, 我可以从罪中转身过来。
And now, Jesus, I love you and I want to follow you.
耶稣, 我爱你, 我愿意跟随你。
I'm putting my trust in you, Jesus.
耶稣, 我把我的信任都放在你身上。
Please help me and go with me through these days.
请帮助我, 陪伴我走过这些日子。
Amen.
Amen.
And friends, a simple prayer just like that.
朋友们, 只是一个简单简单的祷告, 就像刚才这个祷告一样。
Pray from a sincere heart will make you a child of God.
如果你这个祷告是从你的心里真诚地发出的祷告, 那么你就成为神的儿女了。
Thank you so much for your kind attention. May God bless you.
多谢你们, 愿神祝福你们。
感谢神啦，他今天再一次的把福音整个轮廓呢再一次呈现在我们当中。弟兄姊妹，如果你真的还不认识神，还没有相信神的话，希望你今天真正能够这样的一个整个福音的轮廓都在这里。那事实上。